Southwest Kansas Focus continues on a Sunday morning, and now we'll interview the new director of Downtown Vision in Garden City, Nicole Lucas. She takes over for Dr. Beverly Schmitz-Glass, and I asked Ms. Lucas what was so appealing about taking this job.
I've been involved with the organization for almost 6 years. I started off as a volunteer. I've been on the organization committee, headed that up for a couple years. Then I moved on to the board about 4 years ago. I sat on as treasurer and then for 2 terms as president, and it was just kind of a logical choice, I think, because we were, with Bev and this great opportunity that she's going to get at the college, it just kind of needed someone that had some experience, and I have been involved with the organization for a long time, so it was kind of a no-brainer for me.
What are some of the advantages from the board of directors' viewpoint of hiring from within?
Definitely, I think the knowledge of the organization, because we don't have a staff right now. Bev has been a one-man show for 7 years. And so that's kind of what was, I think, my draw for the board was that, I know pretty much ins and outs of this already, so it's going to be somewhat of a seamless transition as we can get.
What's the goal of hiring a staff eventually at Downtown Vision?
We will. That is on the agenda to get done. We will hopefully... We are looking to move office buildings after the beginning of the year, and that will definitely be one of the first items that we do. We are looking to hire some type of part-time office help.
Our guest is Nicole Lucas. She is the new executive director of Downtown Vision in Garden City. And for those who are not familiar with Downtown Vision, what is it designed to do?
We're obviously membership-based. We advocate for the downtown members. Our main thing is just keeping up with the economic development and revitalization of the downtown district.
Dr. Glass had been in the position as executive director of Downtown Vision for 7 years. As you take her position, what are some of the things that you want to do in continuing on her level of success?
We want to try to hopefully get back on board with the third Thursdays. We kind of let that slip by the wayside this year, so we'd like to kind of get that going again. Obviously, I want to maintain partnerships with our community partners. Bev has done a great job with those, so we definitely want to maintain those. Downtown, there's a lot of exciting things happening in downtown, so I think we're just kind of, we're always changing.
What's downtown's potential?
Oh, my gosh. I think it's limitless. We've got this great development coming out at Shulman Crossing, and that can be taken a positive way or a negative way, and I think all the retailers have taken that as a positive way, is more people coming into town. All it does is it helps our downtown out even more. So,
as we approach 2014 and some of the other activities that go on through the winter and spring, how exciting is it for you to take over this position now?
Oh, my gosh. It's a little overwhelming, but it's also very exciting. We have a lot of stuff. Beginning of 2014 is going to be hectic, but I like to be busy, so I think it'll be exciting.
In what ways will this become hectic?
We are still a member of Kansas Main Street, so we have signed on to host the quarterly training for Kansas Main Street, which will be held April 3rd and 4th. So we are hoping to have, 200-plus people coming into Garden City for that conference then. So that's a huge part of what we're working on right now.
That's Nicole Lucas. She is the new executive director of Garden City's Downtown Vision. We appreciate her joining us on the program today.